Frankie Stockdale at the Cruiser.
You'll be disappointed if you can't win today.
Which one do you think is your best today for our punters?
Reckon the Cruiser.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
The Cruiser kicking in now, and the Cruiser's coming away.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, yes, we've got the early mail. We love the early mail around here on the Breakfast Club. And after a great week last week, we're hoping that the spreadsheet gives us some support for today's racing at Ballarat, Whitey.
Well, we're going for a Sheffield Shield type 4 days in a row. That's what we want today.
Oh, we are too. We are too. All right. Well, Rob Hickmott has been good enough to join us this morning. Great to have you with us, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, Half and Whitey. How are we, boy?
We are well, mate. Very well indeed. How's your world travelling at the moment?
A very blustery day, not good for the horses and staff here at Caulfield, but obviously in the winter time we've got to expect those sort of conditions, got to put up with them.
Right, now we've got some good conditions at Ballarat, the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly today on the track there. Full Probe, race one, number two, is going there today and he's a very, very firm odds on market favourite at the tab after a second last start, third run in today, Deep Field Gelding going beautifully. What can you tell us?
Yeah, look, it looks a nice race for him. With the weather forecast for the week, he's a horse that likes firm ground, so we elected to go to the synthetic tracks. And, it looks a nice race on paper for him to get his maiden out of the way.
All right, it's race one, number two, Full Probe, $1.75 at the tab. Race three, number one, Blacktown, is third up today as well, trying to break the maiden over the 1,400 metres. So we've jumped up from the 11 to the 12-12 and now up to the 14. Is that a bit more suitable?
Yeah, it is. He's a horse that's taken a while to get fit and, race fit. He's holds good condition and his work's done nothing but improve over the last couple of weeks here at Caulfield. So, expect him to be running at his best and hopefully that's good enough to get him in the top three. And it doesn't look a very strong race on paper, but any of these races are very hard to win. And he'll go forward and hopefully hold a podium in the first couple and... Track and race from the front early in the day, and hopefully he can finish in the money somewhere.
Do you find that happens a bit on the synthetic that you it races early on speed a bit earlier, then you can come from behind a little bit later? Is that how it works?
Yeah, definitely packing them. You know, that rail can cut out a bit, and with the traffic over it, and they seem to be winning from the front early until the integrity of the track gets downgraded, and they look for fresh ground later in the day. And look, I haven't raced any horses on the poly this year, so I'm not probably the person to talk to, but looking at the racing at Ballarat, it's always been that sort of on pace sort of track there. And later in the year, as you know, that gets wetter sometimes, those tracks can deteriorate and break down the integrity of the track with the binder that holds it all together. But you just play it day by day, really, the tracks, and see if there's a pattern forming, and it's something that the punters will be all over, I'm sure.
Yeah, great insight into the synthetic situation. Then race eight, number three, is your last one today, Epic Ranger, who's had a pretty good campaign so far. Just been around the mark without being able to do too much damage on the podium. Can we fix that today?
Yeah, look, hopefully. He won his first start on the synthetic at Ballarat over the 14. He's drawn beautifully to go forward there today, and we'd like to lead on the horse, so... Yeah, he's a big, strong, imposing type, and he's another one that doesn't handle the wet ground. So his form's, he's done okay to be finishing, he's never finished out of the top five at all his starts. But, been a little bit disappointing, but hopefully today he can turn it around back on the synthetic.
And which one's your best today, Rob?
Yeah, I'd say the first one. He should be winning, and, the last horse, I think, is a great each-way hope as well. Even the horse in the third, I think he'll run a much improved race.
Right, we'll take the $1.75. We might even roll it into one of the places. We'll have a chat about that shortly. But we appreciate your time and the days are flying, mate. You're on top of the world?
Yeah, look, you've been looking for some chinks in their armour, but nothing's coming up. You know, it's one of those years, I think, that they're the real team, aren't they? And helps when you've got the big boy in there, Big Maxi. He's probably the best big man in the season. The Petrarca's tank's obviously improved. He's gone to another level. So, really good signs for him and hopefully continue.
Exciting times for all Demons fans out there, going beautifully. We'll talk more about that after 7 with Jim. Rob, have a great day, mate. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Rob Hickmott with three today. We'll go race good one chances. Number two, Full Probe, $1.75, into the place, race eight, number three. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep. Let's do that.
No, I do like that a lot.
Okay.